to the Halloween haunts. Come in for your heinous history and traditions, as well as poems and stories to make your skin crawl. Now, here's the fantastic freak of fall, the Halloween Haunter.
Edward Robert Lytton Bulwer Lytton, the first Earl of Lytton, was a very popular English statesman and poet, and novelist, who lived during the 1800s. He is responsible for many famous literary phrases, including the classic novel open, "It was a dark and stormy night," made popular in the 20th century by Snoopy. This is his exceedingly creepy poem, "The Vampirus." Found a corpse with glittering hair of a woman whose face, though dead, the white death in it had left still fair, too fair for an earthly bed. So I loosened each fold of her bright curls rolled from forehead to foot in a rush of red gold, and kissed her lips till her lips were red, and warm and light on her eyelids white I breathed and pressed unto mine her breast, till the blue eyes oped and the breast grew warm. And this woman, behold, arose up bold and lifelike, lifting a willful arm with steady feet from the winding sheet, stepped forth to a muttered charm. And now beside me, whatever betide me, this woman is night and day, for she cleaves to me so that wherever I go, she is with me the whole of the way. And her eyes are so bright in the dead of the night that they keep me awake with dread, while my life blood pales in my veins and fails, because her red lips are so red that I fear 'tis my heart she must eat for her food, and it makes my whole flesh creep to think she is drinking and draining my blood unawares. If I chanced to sleep, it were better for me ere I came nigh her, this corpse, ere I looked upon her, had they burned my body with penal fire, with a sorcerer's dishonor. For when the devil has made his lair in the living eyes of a dear dead woman, to bind a man's strength by her golden hair and break his heart if his heart be human, is there any penance or any prayer that may save the sinner whose soul he tries to catch in the curse of the constant stare of those heartbreaking, bewildering eyes? Comfortless, cavernous glowworms that glare from the gaping grave where a dead hope lies. It is more than the soul of a man may bear, for the misery worst of all miseries is desire eternally feeding despair on the flesh, or the blood that forever supplies life more than enough to keep fresh and repair the death ever dying, which yet never dies. Ooh, I'm all goose pimply. For more stories and poems of a gothic and horrifying nature, go to halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.